for a strategic pause on the negotiations in August. It looks like he was not joking, and it looks like a lot of people thought that he was.
Right, and that's really the key here, is that this deadline and the reason why we're up against the clock and there's such urgency and so forth, it's a deadline that Nancy Pelosi put in place as a negotiating tactic to kind of try to bridge the two sides of her caucus, the progressives and the moderates. Because, again, just to remind people, because this does get confusing, what they have on the table right now is an actual traditional infrastructure package, bipartisan, that passed the Senate. And the question is whether it's going to come up for a vote today. And the progressives are saying we're not going to vote for that as leverage for that, for their bigger piece. And what Joe Manchin said then and he's saying now is, I am not ready to support that. I have my leverage, too, and I'm going to use it. But again, it is going to be very, not impossible, but very difficult to bridge this gap because they are different points of view. Joe Manchin represents people, and he is not dissimilar to them, who don't necessarily believe in a bigger entitlement system and the government having so much of a role in programs that will be hard to take back. And the Democrats on the other side of that that divide think that that's exactly what the government's role should be. And therein lies the question of how to bridge that philosophical, ideological divide within the Democratic Party.
That's Dana Bash earlier today, just a couple of hours ago on CNN. If you want to send a message to Susie Lee and Stephen Horsford and Dina Titus and Jackie Rosen, if you, Catherine Cortez Masto, you want to send a message, you ought to come out tonight from 6 till 8:30 p.m. A Americans for Prosperity Nevada Stop the Spending Rally. Tim Phillips is going to be there. He's the president of Americans for Prosperity, and he'll join us in just a couple minutes, and we'll find out what this rally is going to be about. And more importantly, the message that we need to send to our legislative team in Washington, D.C. We'll do that and more coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 3:30, as I take a look at the traffic cams, the place not to be right now is the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. Major delays as that bridge reconstruction work continues through there. Your bumper-to-bumper 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, with congestion on that transition ramp, too. Those leaving Interstate 15 North merging over to 515 East, you're getting caught up in all that construction as well. Also, you're inching along on the other side of the freeway, 515 westbound at Eastern. I know some people still call it US 95, but in the Henderson area, we like to refer to it as the 515. Also, slow flows on 95 southbound into the Spaghetti Bowl there at Southern Rancho. You're bumper to bumper through there as well.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights continue the preseason tonight as they match up against the Kings. So far, the Golden Knights 1-1 in preseason play. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they lead their best of five series against Phoenix 1-0. Game two of that series is tonight. And the Las Vegas Aviators, they pick up a win yesterday at Reno 9-2. They will continue that series this evening. Raiders get an extra day this week. They don't play again until Monday night when they face off against the Chargers. They have the AFC Offensive Player of the Month. That is quarterback Derek Carr after he threw for six touchdowns and 1,203 yards in his first three games. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
well. According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed, especially during the COVID crisis. Our current governor closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. He prevented the use of safe and low-cost therapeutic drugs. How can I know this? I am an experienced trauma surgeon living in Douglas County. I am an MD, a medical doctor. I understand the importance of reaching medical decisions based solely on an unbiased and ethical evaluation of all data. So please, tell your friends and neighbors that we'll have to make our own hope. I will end the damaging economic policies and extreme control tactics enforced by irresponsible politicians. Learn more anytime and join us at simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you want to send a message to Susie Lee or Catherine Cortez Masto or Stephen Horsford or Dina Titus or anybody, Jackie Rosen, anybody in the Nevada delegation, today is your day to rally, and I hope you will. As Americans for Prosperity, Nevada have a Stop the Spending rally coming up this evening from 6 until 8:30. Joining us, I'm so happy to have him in town and to be able to visit with him, Tim Phillips, the president of Americans for Prosperity Action, and he joins us. Tim, it's been a while. Good to have you in town.
Kevin, it's great to be back and great to be talking to you, and what a big moment for the country, you know, with all this crazy left-wing socialism they're trying to jam down our throats in Washington. So it's a big moment, and we're spending part of it right here in Nevada with you and with the activists out tonight with Americans for Prosperity and Libre to try to urge your congressional delegation, you know, to put party aside and do what's right for Nevada and do what's right for the country.
And by the way, the location is the John Mulls Roadkill Grill, 3730 Tom Boulevard here in Las Vegas. And again, it runs from 6 until 8:30. What exactly will you be doing tonight?
Well, we'll be giving folks a chance right there on the spot to make their voices heard to Senator Cortez Masto, you know, who she's up next year for election, re-election. She's going to be paying attention to what's happening with folks. We're going to give folks a chance to sign a big postcard that we're delivering personally to her office tomorrow. We'll also give people an opportunity to sign postcards and notes to their House member on the congressional side as well. We're going to be taking photos of the crowd and literally posting those on the members of Congress and Senator Cortez Masto's social media as well. We want to show them, Kevin, that the people in Nevada are paying attention. They don't like what's going on, and they're asking their members to stand up. And all we need is one Democrat senator to stand up or quietly say to Schumer, hey, look, I can't go along with this. I'm getting too much heat in my state. People are paying attention. They don't like what's going on in this country right now. So tonight's a chance, Kevin, for people to make a statement, to make their voices heard, both in a personal way, but also in a broad corporate way with a lot of other like-minded folks who are going to be there tonight.
I was asking Tommy Pigott, who is the RNC Rapid Response Director, about this, and I'll ask you. The Democrats over the weekend were talking about how popular that these two bills, the $3.5 trillion and the $1.2 trillion infrastructure and human infrastructure bills, that they were like 70% of America supports these things, like free childcare and free college and free this and free that. And Tommy Pigott, I think, had the best line of the day where he said, hey, everybody, including myself, would like free this and free that, but there is no free lunch. Can you talk a little bit about the American people and where you think they are when you break all this down and you explain to them what is in these bills? Because we really don't know totally what's in the bills. Can you talk a little bit about the American people and the faith you have that they'll come up with the right decision?
Absolutely. As I travel the country, and I'm on the road most of the time, Kevin, you know that. We've been out there for a good while this year fighting this fight. The number one thing that most Americans are looking at and worried about is inflation. You know, they see hamburger meat going up when they go to the grocery store, or fruit and vegetables, basic staples, gasoline sitting up near $5 a gallon in a lot of places, or $4.40, $4.50. Everything from plywood to cars is going up. And that's a tax, Kevin. You and I know it. Inflation is a tax on Americans, and it hits those at the margins the hardest. Senior citizens living on fixed incomes, that single mom maybe working an hourly wage and, you know, making it here in America, but having to pay more for basic staples is a brutal blow for her. And they know all this spending, all these trillions, are driving up inflation. It's a classic example of too much money, fake money, is what this is, chasing too few products. So inflation. Second thing about this is the Green New Deal. I know you talk a lot about this on your show, but this is, they're jamming in so many provisions of the Green New Deal. This Green Energy Corps, they want to hire hundreds of thousands of people to be green energy warriors. Now, I don't know what that means, and they're not laying it out in the details of the legislation, but it's not a good idea. I think about all the electric car stations, and we're not against electric cars. We just think that in the end, the market, Americans ought to choose whether they want gas, electric. Government shouldn't be jamming it their way. And so the last thing I'll mention here, Bernie Sanders, socialized medicine, broad provisions are in this bill that will drive us more and more toward Medicare for all. So it's a witch's brew of trillions in spending, driving up inflation, driving up the national debt, and slipping in provisions of the Green New Deal and Medicare for All, which is socialized medicine, and so much more. And if this legislation is so popular, why are they hiding it from the American people? We still don't have the details, the thousands of pages of this bill, and they've been discussing it and quietly trying to push it through for months now. Kevin, if it's so popular, don't you think you would have the provisions in detail out there for the American people to be so excited about? They know what I know from being on the road, I believe, and that's that the average American, when they figure out what's in this legislation and what it's going to do to their freedom, their prosperity, their ability to make it in this great country of ours, they're going to be against it. So tonight's a chance for people right here in the greater Las Vegas area to come out to this event, make your voice heard, tell Senator Cortez Masto and these House Democrats in the local area here that the folks back home don't want this and they need to vote against it.
Well, and I will tell you, you talk about folks that aren't willing to really stand behind the legislation and promote it. Catherine Cortez Masto has been like, her pictures on milk cartons because you can't pin her down. You can't find out. Nowhere can you find out, oh, I love this bill and I'm going to vote for it and I'm going to support it. It's almost as if, this is an endangered species thing. Can you talk a little bit about Catherine Cortez Masto and how quiet she has been on these two bills when, like you say, she ought to be there supporting, cheerleading for it, but she's not.
Yeah. These Democrats who are up for election next year, they know that at this point, the Democrats, Biden, Schumer, Pelosi, they own the economy, and look what's happening to the economy, Kevin. That they're going to own this legislation if it passes, and that means all the provisions in it. When the Nevadans' utility bills are going up, the basic amount they pay every month to cool their home on these long, hot Nevada summers. They're paying 30-40% more next spring and summer. They're going to know that Senator Cortez Masto helped make all that happen if she votes for this legislation. She knows it. She's trying to keep it very low. The Democrats are trying to help out by not releasing the details of this bill. They want to wait as long as they can and then jam it through in the middle of the night, hoping the American people don't understand what's in there. And so we're shining a light on it. You know, I remember Everett Dirksen, or reading Everett Dirksen, the old Republican senator from Illinois, who often said about members of Congress, they don't see the light until they feel the heat. Well, we want to make sure that they understand and feel the heat of folks back home on this policy. And I'll tell you, I think about when I read about the Great Society, Lyndon Johnson had a landslide victory in 1964, huge majorities of Democrats. It took them 3 years and about 13 pieces of legislation to get in the Great Society. They had a mandate from the American people. I wouldn't have agreed with it had I been around then, but they had it, huge majorities, and they pushed through the Great Society. It failed to actually help lift people out of poverty. It failed miserably, but at least they had a mandate. They did it over the course of 3 years. The Democrats today, Biden, Schumer, Pelosi, are literally trying to do as much with new government entitlements and new social engineering policy in a couple of months with one piece of legislation as was pushed through over 3 years during the Great Society. And Kevin, they don't have a mandate. The Senate is 50-50. Pelosi's majority is razor thin, about five seats. This is the closest or the tightest, smallest majority in modern American history. Yet they're attempting to remake America in more of a top-down socialistic fashion. The arrogance of that, I believe, is also going to go against them in a big, big way with the American people. But I'm telling you, it's on us to make these Democrats right here in Nevada and across the country understand that the people in their district or in their states are mobilized, they understand what's happening, and they don't like it, and that's what we're working to do tonight.
And it's the Americans for Prosperity Nevada Stop the Spending Rally, and it's coming up tonight from 6 until 8:30 p.m. at John Mull's Roadkill Grill, 3730 Tom Boulevard here in Las Vegas. Make sure you get out. Make sure that your voice is heard all the way back in Washington, D.C., and they're working late tonight, so they're going to know what's going on. They say they're going to have a vote tonight in the House, and they're going to be working late, maybe past midnight. They will know what's going on. Tim Phillips, always good to visit with you. Welcome back to town. We look forward to seeing you next trip in, okay?
You got it, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Very good. Tim Phillips, the president of Americans for Prosperity Action, and they're taking action tonight. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. While I was watching the Raiders home opener, it hit me like a ton of bricks. In a packed sports bar, I actually heard conversations at our table. I could hear conversations at other nearby tables. Now, for years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check him out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell him Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Our phone line's always available to you, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let gentleman Jim know. He'll be picking up the phone and talking to you. Let him know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it to me. I'll blab it to everybody, and we'll give you a little extra love. We might even move you up in line, because I love the perspective of first-time callers. They're always fresh. They're always good. I love our regulars. In fact, let's go to one of them right now. Go to JD. JD, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Must be my thousandth call. Hey, how you doing, partner?
I'm good, man.
Hey, I appreciate the fellow you just had on. As a matter of fact, did some work with them here in Nevada a few years ago, getting out the vote. And no, by no way means do I mean this to be critical. I know what he's talking about, and you know what he's talking about. And to some degree, I don't know what he's talking about. His message was just too broad and not specific enough for the average schmo out there that's trying to make a living.
Hey, JD, how would you have put it? I'm curious.
Well, it's hard to say. When he was talking about the bill, I would say, hey, there's $80 billion in there for more IRS agents. There's billions of dollars in there for community organizers. There's like a half a dozen things in there that are just atrocious, and I don't have them in front of me, and I can't recall them all, but they're, you know.
But you're essentially talking about the kind of stuff that you would see on, for instance, Fox News, or on Hannity, or on Tucker Carlson.
Or $5 billion for shrimp on a treadmill, and Chinese hookers on cocaine. Things like that have been in other bills, okay? Things like Dr. Colburn from Oklahoma used to point out with all the absurdities in the bills, and other senators now do. just be a little bit more something to bite into so the average voter knows that they're trying to spend billions and billions of dollars. Why do they want to spend $80 billion for more tax IRS agents?
Can I tell you, JD, I'm running a little short on time because I got to hit a break here. But your point is well taken. And again, messaging is going to be really important leading up to the midterm elections.
Be more specific on his message. That's all I have to say.
There you go. JD, thanks, man. And like I say, I love our regulars. I love first-time callers. Here's the number, 844, the number 2. Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to more calls coming up on the other side. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Take the pledge to convince one person to get the vaccine, to save our economy, to save our city, to save our jobs, to save lives. Take the pledge. Talk to your friends, your loved ones. Listen to them. Then give them the facts. For more information, go to nvcovidfighter.org. It's not too late until it is.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here's what we know about what's going on in our nation's capital. The House has scheduled a vote for tonight. It is just after 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time in our nation's capital, so they're working into the night. And it depends on who you talk to. Nancy Pelosi is absolutely convinced that she'll be able to find the votes. She says, I don't bring bills to the floor if I don't have the votes. Well, she is swearing up and down she's going to end up getting the votes. If you talk to the folks with the Progressive Caucus, they've got 50 votes that, as of about an hour and a half ago, they said are still solid no votes on this $1.2 trillion real infrastructure package that they will vote no on. Even though they support it, they're going to vote no because they can't get a vote on the 3.5, which many people believe is closer to $5 trillion